Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I don't always think about that intro the way that I just thought about it just a moment ago, but that's why I kind of chuckled a little bit there. And welcome all you good guys and girls out there as well, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, because again, we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to have Dr. John Diamond up with me, and he's going to tell us let me say it this way. Woodrow Wilson said back in the early 1900s, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. Well, how about knowing where you came from so you know where you're going? So let's turn this into a positive rather than a negative. We're going to have him up in just a couple minutes with us. Before we get to that, I just wanted to share a couple things with you because, friends, there's no doubt in my mind, and it's been there for some time now concerning what's happening in the United States of America. Our said representatives, you say what you will, but I have the fruit that bears the facts. And about as to what I'm about ready to say. Your said politicians, friends, your said representatives, right? Because we know that they're not working for we the people anymore. They're working for special interest groups. They are, friends, without a question, without a shadow of a doubt, they are inciting warfare against the people they're supposed to serve. I mean, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, it's just absolutely astounding to what we see. Republicans join Democrats, both unconstitutional parties, right, working hand in glove. Who are they working for to uphold for? Are they upholding the law, or are they tearing down the law? Are they tearing down the law that they're supposed to uphold in an attempt to recreate it into their own global image, their devilish image, John 8:44? Or are they upholding the law that condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1? On sonsoflibertymedia.com, Republicans join Democrats to push federal gun confiscation bill by paying states to accept it. No, absolutely not. Americans, 330 million of you, do you not see what's happening right now? They've lost the narrative on the vaccinations. Now they're trying to simultaneously disarm you at the same time to force you to take the vaccination. Oh, Bradley, there's state exemptions everywhere in the United States concerning vaccinations. You're right. But did anybody see what happened today concerning the office of Governor Ned Lamont in Connecticut today, friends? He's here right in front of me. It's a picture of him. illegally signing a bill to remove exemptions to force mandate vaccinations on children. This is what he said. Proud to sign this bill into law to protect as many of our school children as possible from infectious diseases as we can. There is no law. Folks, they're using the law against the law. That's what communists do. And this is what communists are doing. And folks, they're fiend representatives that are not working for you. They're working on the behalf of those that are, again, attacking you. There is no law that says that you have to take a vaccination. But look what they're doing simultaneously, friends. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians or else you will be vaccinated. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians, Americans, which is found in the U.S. Constitution, or else you will be disarmed. Do you not understand? Folks, you've been conditioned to believe that they have a right to violate law. They put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, not to tear them down. It means they're breaking the law. It means they must be held accountable for the laws that they have broken. And who's going to do that? We the people. Because we already see, friends, they're not going to incriminate one another because they're in it together, right? Have we all figured that out yet? Right? Look at they're doing. Again, they've lost the narrative on vaccinations in the United States of America. Simultaneously, they're trying to remove the exemptions. Simultaneously, friends, they're trying to disarm the American people. They don't have a right to do that. Period. Just so you all understand as to what's going on. Did anybody see recently the UFC? The president? He did a couple events. Actually, he's doing three events. He did one in Jacksonville, Florida. It was a packed house, sold out. I believe he's doing another one in Texas. It's already sold out. They sold their tickets out within 5 minutes at all three events. See, the voice of the people is this. And once again, the voice of the people speaks loud and clear. And what is it? People are done being told where they can go and what they can do. Your representatives do not have any business telling you what you can do and what you can't do, friends, in an unlawful fashion. But they're doing it because the American people are letting them do it. Right? The arenas are selling out. And would you hear the unlawful CDC, the corrupt CDC, come out and say yesterday, along with treasonous Joe Biden, that the American people are now succumbing to? What? We're gonna remove the mask. You don't have to wear them outside anymore. That's for the fully vaccinated. Yeah, not just one shot, but two shots. Oh, yeah, you can take your masks off. But if you go into auditoriums, if you go into arenas, you know, I'm just here to tell you right now, you got to put a mask on. No. I'm not going to put a mask on. I'm not going to do it. Can you show me the law, Joe Biden? No, you can't. Can you show me the law, CDC? No, you can't. Can you show me the law, Bill Gates? No, you can't. How about Anthony Fauci? Can you show me the law? Absolutely not. He cannot show you a law. Folks, if I'm going down the highway and a cop pulls me over, he must show me how I violated the law before he gives me a ticket, which is a judgment unto itself. Isaiah 26, verse 9. If there is no law, Romans 3 tells us there is no transgression. Folks, it's interesting how many people are complying through force today when there's no law that they can make reference to that you need to submit to. So, at this point, I have to say this. You get what you've got coming if you continuously play along with these criminals and these tyrants that mean to bear more rule over you. I can't do anything else for you, friends. I've told you what I know is true, and I'm making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to pull up Dr. John Diamond really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Well, to Bradley Dean, I tell you what, sounds like you're off to a good start this afternoon.
Well, I'm amazed at how willing the American people are willing to just overlook what these said representatives, which really equate to criminals, are doing on a 24/7 basis. They're attempting to strip away their God-given rights, and the American people act along with this pretended authority in suggesting that they have a right to go ahead and do that. Now, that's an evolutionary view of government, my friend. We receive our rights from God, putting this into perspective, right? And then when we receive our rights from God, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu. So we do the right thing before God to remain free, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can also put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12, when you get a moment. But the bottom line here is, John, is they don't have a right to violate the law. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence for the millionth time, them that work for we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and they are there to work for us, not to work against us on the behest of those that mean to destroy this country. Yet that's what they're doing. And this has been going on for 13, 14 months now with the full frontal attack on their God-given rights. And look at how much has been given to these, and I'm talking about how they've been encouraged because the American people have went along with this pretended authority by adding strength to their tyranny. And now to suggest that we're going to be liberated again because we got vaccinated, saith a small portion of the American people. The fact of the matter is it's not going to stop there. They're encouraged by your stupidities. They're encouraged by the ignorance of the people in this country to do it again and again and again and again, John. I mean, that sounds like the most un-American, unpatriotic, un-Christian thing that the American people can submit themselves to, but yet they are. That blows me away. What say you, John?
No, I absolutely agree. And again, it comes down to a lack of understanding of the system of government that we have. And that's why we're putting together this textbook project called the Isaiah 33:22 Project. And what I've done is I've brought together 12 scholars, and you'd recognize a lot of the names, William Federer, Dr. Alan Keyes. There's 12 of us. And what we're doing is we are creating a textbook that will re-educate the American people on what the system of government they have. So I originally intended it to be about ninth grade, because one, we need to get it back into the schools, we need to get it back into the minds of the children, because they're being brainwashed through all this anti-American leftist stuff that's out there in the public schools. But as I've been around the country here recently talking to different conventions and conferences, the parish want this manuscript. They are sitting here and they were like,
but wait a second, John, just hang on a second. Let's be real about this, okay? The parents want it, but yet it's the parents in the 86th percentile in this country that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated right now by the federal government. What they want it, really what they're saying, John, we can call it for what it is, or we can pretend with them as well. The fact of the matter is they want someone else to do for them what they're not willing to do for even their own children.
No, you're right. Absolutely. And I think everything's becoming exposed right now. And the people that had their head in the sand, a lot of their heads are coming out. And I think homeschooling has tripled. Since this pandemic. So, I mean, I'm looking at kind of the silver lining. I'm looking to seize the opportunity that the entire world is awake right now. And we should expect that, because in the end times, if you just read Revelation, you know, at some point, well, depending on your dispensation, everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to understand. And right now we are in unprecedented time in history where the entire world, it's not just a region or a continent or a country, the entire world, and you report on this quite effectively on your websites of Sweden and Denmark and all these countries just rebelling against the tyranny. People are not now starting to pay attention to government. They're starting to pay attention to how much power a government actually has. And that's what this textbook is about. Yeah. That's what this project is about.
Hang on a second, John. I want to take this in stride because we got some time today, my friend. This last week, Tim Brown's morning show on Saturday, he's got friends from England on every single weekend, and they're exposing what's going on over there in the UK. And exactly what you're saying is exactly what's happening on a global scale. And in America, they don't want the American people to know that the rest of the world is beginning to defy and resist corruption in other countries. They are. But what I want to highlight here is Tim Brown had live video playing in England. And I got to say this, John, I knew that there was a lot of people standing up, but it was way beyond police control. And this is what tyrants don't want, is when the people stand up. That's why they're trying to silence and censor the voice of the people on a global scale with the likes of a Facebook, which, by the way, was just popped. I'll cover that during the end of the show today. But what's interesting is the people in masses. It was like, oh my goodness, they are really amassing right now. They are really beginning to resist their governments. And I'm talking about corruption, tyrannical government in the UK right now alone. I've seen France. I've seen Belgium. I've seen the Netherlands. I know that 75% of the people in Israel right now are defying. They're saying no to what's going on. It's the same thing with Germany. Oh my goodness, Australia. It's all over the world. even in that of Romania, the people amassed in such size, John, that there's about 2 million people out on the streets telling their government to now stand down because they're going to be replaced. See, again, America, you should be leading this charge, especially when we have provision in the U.S. Constitution, because what we're talking about right now is knowing where we came from, so we know where we're going, and that's what Dr. John Diamond is proposing right now. Our forefathers exhibited the very things that he's laying out in this new curriculum, and it's important that we all know it. So, John, with that said, oh my goodness, is the world up in arms right now throwing off tyranny, and I praise God for every single one of them that are obeying God right now, Romans 12:21. Go ahead.
No, I agree completely. And the sad thing is, like you said, America should be leading the charge because these other countries do not have the constitutional provisions and the protections from the government that we presently have. And we still have, and they can't get rid of them, and they can't, you know, write laws to make your rights go away. They're inalienable. They cannot be taken from you. We should be leading the charge. And the Christian church in America should be leading the charge. But we think, for whatever reason, and we've been over this, the two books I've got on your website, my Fighting the Next American Revolution book, my Appeal to Heaven book, make it very, very clear that we are to submit to lawful authority, but we are not to submit to unlawful authority. And I was just asked to speak at a conference out in the other side of Pennsylvania, out by Philadelphia, and I said, you realize that every single story you tell your children upstairs in that Sunday school class is a faith-filled believer telling their government to go pound salt? I said, read Hebrews chapter 11. The Hebrew midwives telling Pharaoh they're not killing babies. Moses going toe-to-toe with Pharaoh. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say we're not worshiping that statue. Daniel Amen. Said I'm going to pray. Mordecai not bowing down. The apostles saying we must obey God rather than man. I told them, it does not take faith for you to sit in this room and sing hymns. It takes faith for you to tell unlawful government we're going to obey God rather than man.
That is the example that our forefathers gave us. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And I know, well, you know, do I need to even make reference to the professors in America today that have already showed you who their allegiance is to, who they bowed their knee to, and it wasn't Jesus Christ, which is found in Philippians 2. But I'll tell you what, friends, the bottom line is what you see in America today is not Christianity. It's a lack thereof. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And why? And what was the outcome of that? Well, they said, crucify him, crucify him. But little did they know, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory because it was spoiling principalities and powers, having known the power of God unto salvation. So I'm totally with you on everything that's going on here, John. I got to tell you what, brother, I'm just worked up about what's happening here because, you know, one of the things that you just said a moment ago, and I don't mean to pull away from what we're highlighting here, but I think it coincides. But when we look at what's going on over in other countries, well, those governments are getting away with what they're getting away with because they've already convinced the people that they needed to disarm. Well, the people in those prospective countries are now beginning to understand, oh, now we understand why they wanted to disarm us, because if they can disarm us, then we can actually uphold the laws that corruption should be upholding. And now that we don't have any guns, guess what? We're made of prey, and we did it to ourselves. That's what they're trying to do here in America as well. So, John, what I'm going to do back, we're talking to Dr. John Diamond right now. We're going to come back on the other side of this hard break, and I want you to just go ahead and give it to us line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what you're laying out in these curriculums, as to show people as to where they came from so they know where they're going. So we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors have carried out a search warrant for former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's Upper East Side apartment. Authorities conducting the search in relation to an alleged investigation involving Giuliani's potential unregistered lobbying for foreign governments. Former Department of Justice official Ian Pryor telling Fox News this went down very similar to a previous high-profile case.
So this is very similar to what happened with the Paul Manafort raid. You know, there's a very strict regulations at the Department of Justice that you don't talk about investigations. But look, if you want to get news out there, conducting a raid is one way to do it.
Giuliani's lawyer saying, quote, what they did today was legal thuggery, close quote. President Biden continuing to prepare for his first address to Congress. Biden set to deliver remarks at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. Another California governor is being recalled.
With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to highlight one more article because I want to give John as much time as I possibly can. That means I have to shut my pie hole for a couple minutes, and I am on live radio, so that is kind of the purpose of why I'm here. But John has the gift of gab as much as Bradley Dean does, so in the process of doing that, let me go ahead and cover this really quick, and then I'll give it back over to John, and he can bring upon us concerning the information he means to bring, line upon line, precept upon precept. We just found out, which is going to come as no surprise to anybody here listening, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we just found out that Congressman exposes billion-dollar vaccine company ties to Facebook's fact-checkers. Okay? So we see that they're accomplices in the crime of this perpetuated fraud concerning the pandemic. They've been exposed again, and they've been exposed again, and they've been exposed again. Now, in saying that, that is the mercy of God, Luke 12:2, that he will uncover the issues. And in the process of the Lord uncovering, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, he looks to the church to enforce the law, to establish judgment and righteousness within the gate so we might know peace and righteousness. So now that it's been exposed again, we'll watch what the professors in America do with this one, because you can almost rest assured, friends, what they're going to do is give them a pass and say there's nothing we can do because it's the end times. I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. The Lord has showed mercy. Let's love on him back enough, or I'm sorry, let's love on him enough. Friends, to actually obey his commandments, Deuteronomy 8:11, and establishing judgment, Isaiah 26, verse 9, to let the wicked know that we're not going to be ruled by a bunch of tyrants, regardless of who they are or how much money they have, because money does not rule my life, friends. God rules my life. And if we all live that way accordingly under God, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. So let's get back over to Dr. John Diamond, who's bringing about a curriculum in public schools. One of the things that we continuously reiterate here is one of the quotes by Woodrow Wilson, who said, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. So let's turn it into a positive and say, how about knowing where you came from so you know where you're going? So you go ahead. You've got the floor, John. You can go ahead and bring it as you will, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Hey, let me talk about how this thing came to pass, because this is what really makes it unique from most history textbooks. Most historical, even Christian historical scholars, they start here at 2021, and they look back at the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and they're looking at history kind of backwards or in reverse. When me and you came out of the same background, right, the whole rock and roll band, sex, drugs, rock and roll, I got saved at 27, was immediately into seminary. And when I started to study, I had a theological degree before I ever read any of the Founding Fathers' documents. I mean, anything, including the Constitution. Now, I just spent 8 years in the military with, you know, raising my hand saying that I'm going to support and defend the Constitution, and I had never read it. It was not required in my high school. It was not required before I entered the military. So I had never read any of the documents that our founding fathers authored from their own mouth. So once I graduated with my degree in theology and I decided to do my master's and my doctorate dissertations on American history and the Christian founding of American, what I began to do is read all these documents. I mean, every speech, every letter, everything that I could get a hold of. And as a theologian, what I recognized from all these letters and all these speeches is the biblical worldview that they were operating on, because they were quoting either directly or indirectly the Bible just about every time they opened their mouth. And when I got near the end of the project, I found a study that the University of Houston did. And over a 10-year period, a couple political science professors at the University of Houston, they analyzed over 15,000 writings and speeches. Okay, they did it for us. I did it for you. By the founding fathers to determine the primary sources of their ideas. The three most quoted sources were the French philosopher Montesquieu, English jurist Blackstone, and English philosopher John Locke. But the Bible was quoted more than any of these. 4 times more than Montesquieu, 6 times more than Locke, 12 times more than Blackstone. And you say this when you're out on your speaking tour. 34% of the founding fathers' quotes were either directly or indirectly from the Bible. So when I did my master's dissertation, I always thought to myself, now this is 15 years ago, I said, I would love to just create a curriculum, a history textbook, so to speak, called The Foundations of American Law and Government. And I would love to put all those quotes right back in this, so the students could see the influence that the Bible had on our form of government. And when you do that, you're basically getting the Bible back in the public schools, because all you're doing is quoting Ben Franklin and George Washington and all the founding fathers that were actually quoting the Bible. If we could do that, and it really took about 15 years, I believe it was in God's timing, because it took what just happened in this world to expose really the need for this. But when I called all these scholars, and I know a lot of them because I've spoke at conferences with them, William Federer was at the conference that me and you were at here in Edinburgh, and Mike Spalding and some others. When I called these guys, they're like, there's nobody doing this. This is so timely. Not only is it timely for now, but it's timely for your children and your children's children. We will be able to use this textbook in the same way that we're supposed to be using the Constitution, because we're putting the original intent of the Constitution back into this textbook. And if we can widely circulate this throughout America, and with people like you and people like me on the bullhorn, trying to motivate the people to take their country back, we can re-educate the American people in a very, very short period of time.
I personally, so you understand why I did the high schools, and when I've done the schools, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in public schools across the country, I've noticed on the walls are the U.S. Constitution. There, the Declaration of Independence is on the walls as well. It's not so much that we have the curriculum, John, and I'm adding to what you're doing, but we have to exhibit what's inside of that book. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Let them read our Christian history through our lives. Let them see Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:5, that they might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20 comes to my aid as well. Hebrews 2:4 as well. But the point is this, we can bring the curriculum. We never lost the right in the first place. The rights were forfeited. We have leaving in the lump concerning how the kids are being indoctrinated in public schools because the parents haven't taken time to see how they are being indoctrinated as to what's coming through the textbooks. Here's another point that people need to understand. If there is untruths found in your textbooks, in your curriculums, in your state, it applies to every state. Do you know that they have a short amount of time to correct themselves? And if they do not correct themselves, they can be fined on a daily basis. So really what this comes down to, John, is the fact that we never lost the right. The rights were forfeited. In all of the curriculum that you mean to bring back in, I suggest that you get back into the high schools and begin to take it to the students that way, because the more you're attacked, the more your platform grows. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. So I'm trying to add gas to the fire. And to the curriculum that you mean to implement into public schools. And I believe that the best way to do that is to bring it right to a mandatory lyceum or an assembly in that public school setting.
No, I agree, and I appreciate, all the times, so many pastors won't even go into a high school and talk to the people, and I've seen your assemblies, I've watched your video series, I would recommend it to anybody, but we still have the right to go in there and speak God's word.
That's
First Amendment of the Constitution protects that right. When they tell me you can't pray in school, I say, where's that written? They say the First Amendment. I said, it doesn't say we can't pray in school, it says you can't tell me I can't pray in school.
That's right, exactly.
The restriction is on the government, not on the mayor. American people.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So you're in the process of laying this curriculum out, again, showing them where they came from so they know who they are. And so I'm curious, let's say once your curriculum is actually done, then what's the next step after that, and what is the call for action?
Well, it's first off, we're going to publicize this everywhere. We're going to be taking it into the homeschool conferences. We're going to be taking it into the Christian schools. Those numbers are swelling. And if we can take those back over, but then we need Christians to be courageous enough to take this thing into their school board and say, look, this is what needs to be taught. This is the quotes from our founding fathers. This is what it means to be an American, right? Because I got my kid here, my 13-year-old boy goes to a Christian school. I got his history textbook. You know where it starts? It starts with the early American settlements. You can't start American history. You can't even start it with Christopher Columbus. You have to start American law and government back in Genesis, because that's where the founding fathers started it. We hold these truths self-evident, that all men are created equal and they've been endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So where are we starting the history of American law and government, at the settlements or Christopher Columbus, when the founding fathers very clearly in the Declaration started in Genesis?
Amen.
And then this is what I tell people, and this is what I tell pastors. If God has given us rights that can't be taken away, can you go into the Old Testament and show me where a list of those rights are? and they cannot do it. That's how theologically ignorant we are as the church today, is we don't understand that all of our rights are in the Word of God. All of our rights are in the Old Testament, but because we've abandoned the law and the prophets, you know, and one of the famous evangelists said, preach 90% law and 10% grace, because the law brings them to the need for grace. We preach 100% grace and zero law in America, and we wonder why we're in the condition we're in.
And it's a false grace. That's exactly right. It's not the grace that says, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. No. Oh, don't worry about it. God's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. And then they, in their confusion, say that God's good. Well, what makes God good is the fact that he's not going to acquit any iniquity in any sense of the word, friends. That's what drives us to the cross of Jesus Christ, where we do find mercy, where we are empowered by grace. And the fact of the matter is, we need to put that into perspective. Galatians 3:24, Ephesians 2:8. We got Dr. John Diamond. We'll be right back after this hard break. We're going to pick it up. One more segment. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about knowing where we came from so we know where we are going. And we got Dr. John Diamond online with us right now. You want to go ahead and give a call for action, and we'll wrap this up, John. I totally appreciate your time, and if there's anything that we missed, go ahead and share away, please.
Yeah, well, let me just talk to you about a conversation I just had with a pastor's wife down the road here. I said, you have to understand what just happened in America. I said, America was being tested. An American Christian church was being tested. And I said, we failed. And we failed greatly. I said, we just went through a Nebuchadnezzar type of test. And we failed. And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, what is the moral of the story of the Nebuchadnezzar story? You had the king pass a law telling them to break the First and Second Commandment. And they said, we have no need to answer you in this matter because the governor, so to speak, does not have the authority to tell you to break God's law, to tell you to break God's commandment, and you are duty-bound to disobey the king and to keep the commandment. And they're like, well, we wouldn't do that. And I said, what's the fourth commandment? And they're like, well, keep the Sabbath. I said, no, that's half of it. The other half is man shall work 6 days and shall rest on the seventh. There is no earthly authority on this planet that has the authority to tell you not to work 6 days. You are duty bound to work 6 days. You're commanded by God to work 6 days. And if the Christians had the Hebrews 11 type of faith that we see all through the Old Testament, they would have told their governors, Almighty God has ordered me to provide for my family and to work 6 days. You have zero authority to tell me not to. And you know this, I ran for governor back in 2016 here in Pennsylvania, and I was just thinking through this whole thing, that if the federal government, the CDC, and Fauci, and all these clowns would have said, why are you not shutting down Pennsylvania? I'd say, first, I don't have the authority to do it as governor, but as an individual man and as an individual Christian, do you know what Jesus said would happen to me if I tell them to break one of God's commandments? It'd be better if I had a millstone thrown around my neck and into the ocean. I have zero authority, nor will I ever tell another person on this planet that they need to violate God's law.
You're funny, John. What happens here is we, you know, it's like the anointing drops and it'll drop on me and then it'll drop on you. And it's like once that anointing's there, Isaiah 10:27, you want to just keep rocking it and rolling with it because we understand that's what breaks the yoke of bondage over those that we're called to go to. Okay, so I got to wrap this up with you, Dr. John Diamond. Go ahead and give your call for action.
Hey, two things I'd like you to do. Now, the theologians have already started on this project. There's theologians, statesmen, Christian historians, and constitutional specialists, a team of 12. The theologians, myself included, have already started on the project. So what we're trying to do is raise the funds for it. If you go to our website, Isaiah 33:22Project.com. That's Isaiah 33:22Project.com. You can see the textbook right there and you can explain it. We're trying to raise the funds for it. So please donate to the project. I don't care if it's even a dollar, right? The widow came with two mites and she was highly blessed. So whatever you can give to this project would be much appreciated. Also, I'm working with another group called Defend Our Union. And they are putting together a national grassroots committee and to raise up patriots, because you're always talking, hey, people, you're letting it be happen. You're letting it happen. So we're raising up a grassroots movement, and you can text ACTION, the word ACTION, to 474747. Put in your information, and it'll link like-minded patriots together that we can start taking these communities back. We can start Amen. Taking these states back because we have the numbers. We have the numbers. We have God. We have history. We have the Constitution. We have everything on our side. The only thing we lack is Hebrew 11's type of faith, yeah. And that's what we need to recapture again in this nation.
Amen. I totally appreciate you, Dr. John Diamond. Check out those websites. And for the sake of time, friends, I need to pull up Maya Hahn, and she's got some information I think it's important for everybody to hear. I just seen this on a social media platform, and I just invited her to jump on the radio with us really quick to share with you, friends, again, the unthinkable coming from your said representatives. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Mia. Maya, I'm sorry. Do you want to go ahead and share away? We got about 6 minutes
Hi.
Left.
Hi, Bradley. Thank you so much. Yes, I come with disturbing and alarming news out of Connecticut. It has now been reported that their bill, House Bill 6423, has now been signed by Governor Lamont. Now, this is very troubling.
I'm curious, where did he get that delegated authority to implement such a law, as he would call it? A policy really is what it is. Where did he derive that authority from?
Yeah, it's quite amazing what has been going on, not just in Connecticut, but five other states now have now ruled that it's mandatory to have vaccines for all children to be able to attend private and public daycare, child centers, schools, yeah. and universities to be able to partake in that education, that experience. They have to be fully vaccinated, and they cannot use a religious exemption at all. You know, yeah. this went on in New York a couple of years ago when the measles outbreak, they used the measles outbreak as a way to take away the religious freedom there. It was so appalling. They had the Amish community that were told, their own private community, isolated. They had their own schools. These people were told that they would be charged $2,000 a day per student. It was not fully up to date on all of their vaccines.
Huh.
And sadly, the Amish, many of them complied. A few of them actually took the state of New York to court to fight against this. And unfortunately, they lost in the New York court judicial system. And we are still hoping that they will take this all the way to Supreme Court, because it is unbelievable that there is no religious objection and right, constitutional rights to say no to a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, that makes sense as to why they're trying to simultaneously disarm the American people. And that's what we're in for right now. Where the American people have been desensitized to believe that they can actually do this bewilders me to no end. Let me ask you something, Maya. Where does the Nuremberg Code come into play here?
Well, they're not now mandating yet the COVID vaccine for children. So at this point, these have all been approved by the FDA. The ACIP has made those recommendations, and each state has now made it a requirement, a mandate, to get all 72 doses of the childhood vaccine schedule for kids to attend school. Most students in many states, 45 states, still have the religious exemption. We now have six states, with Connecticut, who have now taken away the religious rights of Americans to say no to these vaccines.
Okay, and I'm just here to say they can go ahead and pretend through their authority all that they want to, but I'm saying to the parents in America today, no. No, I don't care what they say. It comes to the point where push comes to shove, and this has been going on far too long, and the American people need to stand up and deal with their said representatives, because this is criminal, Maya, and you know it all the well. And if we're going to sit back and pretend like this is really for the best concerning the health of our children, this is the same government sanctioning the murder of innocent babies to 3,000 to 4,000 a day, and I, for one, am sick and tired of being sick and tired. This is unconstitutional. This is illegal. They can say what they want, but America, you better stand up and mean what you say at this point lawfully, because it is not legal. Maya, one more question for you. I got about 2 minutes left. Can you go ahead and share with us the states that have took it upon them or have taken upon themselves to go ahead and show absolute disregard for parental authority when it comes to saying no to vaccinations?
Yep. California, New York, Mississippi, West Virginia, Maine, and now Connecticut.
Wow, isn't it amazing that they don't have the same information that we have? Maya, I mean, is this very telling that they're not getting the same reports that we're getting from people that are actually qualified, that call themselves doctors, concerning the adverse side effects and the dangers of these vaccines, but yet they want to just keep pushing it down our throats? And the reason they're doing this, without a shadow of a doubt, is because they've lost the narrative. Now they want to go ahead and see how far they can go with the American people. So here comes test number two, Americans. How are you going to respond to it? Maya Han,
well,
I appreciate you.
News.
Go ahead.
I have another bad news to tell you, Bradley, is that now we have heard that Senator Richard Pan, out of California, has now been recommended to be the Health Resources and Services Administrator for the Biden administration. Now,
yeah.
To give you a little background on Richard Pan, he was the guy that led the charge in California that stopped the philosophical exemptions it started with. Then they took away the religious exemptions, and believe it or not, he was successful in removing almost all of the medical exemptions from vaccinations in California, and now he's going to be heading up the health policies here in the nation.
How are you guys doing in Michigan? You got about 30 seconds.
Oh, Michigan, we've got a lot of reps, at least on the Republican side, that are willing and ready to be writing some bills. We're actually having a event tomorrow morning on the steps of the Capitol, 9 to 1 o'clock, to stand up against vaccine passports. So I'm hoping our Michiganders are going to show up and show Lansing that we are not allowing such tyranny in our state.
Amen. Maya Han, friends from Michigan, thank you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.